Morning, Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Hey, Simo, I'm back. I've been away for a couple of days.
Yeah, welcome.
Got back in late last night. Saw a little bit of the sun while I was away, and it's safe to say the sun very much saw me. I think I'm looking a little bit like a tomato today.
So, Christmas over there in the home states, how was the travel back?
Travel back wasn't too painful.
No?
No dramas, no issues. Travel there was a bit of an issue, which I'll get to that a little bit later on.
Alrighty, memories, Maroon 5, some nostalgia to kick off our time together for your disgusting Monday morning. It's that weird time in between Christmas and New Year's where everyone's just kind of waiting around for the parties to happen.
Exactly.
Here it is, Maroon 5, their standout single for 2019. Simo and Jordan, back with you for your Monday. NOTD, Bo Miller as well. It's Simo and Jordan Wrighty with you. I want to know, and it is your Monday, 17 minutes past 6, and the fake news game about to begin.
Yeah, Simo, 64572977. If you want to take part in the fake news game, I've got 3 news stories here, 2 of which are real, 1 I have just made up, and that is fake news. I will read you the headline and nothing more.
Alrighty.
Yes, try and guess which one is the fake one.
Alrighty, I am right here, I'm ready.
You are fake news.
Alright, Simo, headline number 1. Why furious after boyfriend buys her cleaning equipment for a Christmas prank?
Okay, it sounds true.
Headline number 2. Zac Efron rushed to hospital while filming TV series in Papua New Guinea.
That's true, I heard about that last night.
Oh, that's really annoying that you've seen that one. Headline number 3.
Do you know what the TV show he was filming was called?
No.
Killing Zac Efron.
Is it?
Yeah, legit.
So they've sort of almost... Okay, well, that's kind of...
Yeah, that's why I'm... I mean, best wishes to Zac, but this is almost like it could be fake. It could... You know what I mean? Like, it's a true story, but that story could be fake news, if you know what I mean.
Oh, so it could just be publicity.
Yeah, because the show's called Killing Zac Efron, and they've airlifted him to a hospital. So best wishes to Zac. Hope it's...
But how do you know it was in Papua New Guinea? It could have been in another island.
It was definitely...
Just saving for the purpose of this game.
It was in the PNG.
Zac Efron rushed to hospital while filming TV series in Papua New Guinea. That one could be fake news.
Just true.
Ignore everything that we've just said.
Yeah.
And headline number 3, garlic bread enthusiast goes viral after serving 14 varieties of garlic bread to guests for Christmas lunch.
Okay, I've actually done a garlic bread challenge before.
Have you? What's a garlic bread challenge?
It was eight different establishments, garlic bread in under an hour.
Whoa, that seems... Why have you not brought this up before? Oh. Let's go do one.
Yeah. So how much garlic bread has that person consumed?
So garlic bread enthusiast goes viral after serving 14 varieties of garlic bread to guests for Christmas lunch. I will read the headline and nothing more.
Okay. Yeah, so... It's a lot of bread, I'll tell you that much.
It is a lot of carb loading.
Like, to be a garlic bread enthusiast, that's not like a hobby. That is...
It's a way of life.
Yeah, big time.
Well, Simo, give us a call, 64572977. If you reckon you know which one out of those news headlines is fake, my money's probably not on the second one.
You are fake news.
Ivy Adara, Currency, this morning, 23 minutes past 6 on Snow FM. A breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru.
And Simo, we are smack bang in the middle of the fake news game, 64572977, if you want to get involved. All you have to do is let us know which one of these headlines have I completely made up.
Yeah.
All right, do you want the headlines again?
I do.
Headline number 1. Why furious after boyfriend buys her cleaning equipment for a Christmas Day prank?
Oh, is this the Peloton thing? Have you read up on this?
I can neither confirm nor deny, but I'm pretty sure Peloton is a cycling term.
That's right. It's not a cleaning product, hey?
I mean, I've watched the Tour de France a bit. I don't see them doing vacuuming as they go along.
It would make things interesting.
It would spice things up a bit, admittedly, but no. So, Simon, that's headline number 1. Headline number 2, Zac Efron rushed to hospital while filming a TV series in Papua New Guinea.
Certified true.
And headline number 3, garlic bread enthusiast goes viral after serving 14 varieties of garlic bread to guests for Christmas lunch. All right, so run us through your thinking. Okay, so which ones do you reckon are true?
I think if you're going to buy your significant other half cleaning products, you get what you deserve. I don't think you should be doing that.
Exactly.
So naturally, the anger response in that title headline.
The anger response being furious.
Yeah, so it does sound plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one?
Garlic bread enthusiast goes viral after serving 14... It's a long headline. I'm not going to read it again.
Zac Efron one is true. I read about that last night. Did my due diligence. Poor guy out there in Papua New Guinea.
Been doing your research.
Filming his... filming a TV show called Killing Zac Efron.
Mm.
And then next minute, he got airlifted to Perth. And then I think since then he's been moved to the US.
Yeah, go on. Give yourself a tick. That
yeah.
one's right.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Ding-a-ding. Thank you.
Yeah, so Zac Efron is doing better, but was filming TV show in Papua New Guinea. Where he contracted a form of typhoid.
Yeah.
A similar bacterial infection.
Crazy.
Was rushed to Australia, got some medical attention, and is now back in America. He's doing well. He's going to be fine, which is good news. So, anyway, that one is true. So, it all comes down to this. Why furious after boyfriend buys her cleaning equipment for Christmas? Or garlic bread enthusiast serving 14 varieties of garlic bread
all right,
for Christmas?
The last one sounds fun, and I want it to be true. It is the kind of thing that you would also indulge.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already put in my order for next year. Like, we're not getting a turkey. We're just getting garlic bread.
The first one, though, if you're going to buy your other half cleaning products for Christmas, jeez.
Ugh.
Can the last... Okay, I'm basically just going, again, from the perspective that I want the last one to be true.
Yeah.
Because it would be great. Garlic bread enthusiasts, there should be more of them out there. So, is the garlic bread story true?
No. The garlic bread story is the one that I made up, Simo. Why furious after boyfriend buys her cleaning equipment for Christmas prank?
Mm.
That is true, and probably maybe looking for new partners in the future.
I reckon more than one person might have fallen for that, which is super dumb. Never do it.
Yeah. Rookies. Whereas garlic bread, everyone's happy.
Medusa, good boys now. Snow FM. Blaming it on the juice, Lizzo on 97.7 Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for Snow FM breakfast and chicken.
Yes.
Are you a fan?
Yes.
We have discussed this, namely because maybe the birds, it's time for them to take revenge.
Chicken taking revenge?
Yeah, well, because...
Should we be concerned?
So many birds have been consumed over the last week.
That is true. Well, if any bird was going to take its revenge over the last week, it would surely be the turkey.
That is true.
Because this is the one time of year, maybe Thanksgiving in America, but this is like the one time of year that people eat turkey, and then for the other 11 and a half months... Don't care.
So the chickens should be rising up for the majority of the year.
The chickens should be enjoying their Christmas holiday off.
And then the turkeys carry the torch
yes.
for December?
Mm, exactly.
Except I'm not sure turkeys and chickens don't fly, right?
No, I don't think they do.
They kind of just like hover around maybe.
And they just walk. I think that's the easiest way of doing it.
Okay, so some chickens have decided to take their revenge over the weekend. Police were called out to confront a public menace at a pharmacy. Photographs show the officers working to corral the hostile chicken, who was apparently menacing patrons.
How does a chicken menace anything?
I don't know.
I mean, have you seen a chicken? They're like knee height.
Apparently, the officers were pecked viciously by the bird. They had to make some adept use of vehicles for cover.
It's a chicken. Is this some kind of supersonic? Is this just like a normal sized chicken?
Yeah.
Or is this like some 6 foot tall supersized chicken?
There it is. You can see it there. They're kind of hustling it into a crate.
Mm-hmm. That's always just chicken on the loose.
Look, there they are using a car as cover.
Actually, Simo, you've got a picture there of the chicken in question standing at the side of the road.
Yeah.
We could have finally got the answer to an age-long question. But no, the cops decide to come and put it in a crate.
That's right.
Actually, maybe we do. Why did the chicken cross the road? Get away from the cops with the crate.
Just running from the cops. Mm. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
There's no information on whether they were running or walking.
No, well, I mean, no. So what did this chicken do that kind of caused the cop? Was it just purely the fact that it was there in the middle of a road?
Menacing patrons outside a pharmacy.
Menacing patrons.
Yeah, so the chicken was turned over to someone who can give him more suitable accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, apparently, the police officers are expected to make a full recovery. That's what that says, anyway.
What happened to the police officers? Did they pull a hammy running, chasing after the chicken?
It says they got pecked viciously.
Oh, I see.
Hmm.
I mean, admittedly, I've never been pecked by a chicken.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem like the worst injury.
No.
That you could get, especially when you're a police officer.
Mm.
I mean, they've got bulletproof vests. They might need peck-proof knee pads or something like that.
Do you think their motivation would have been better on the weekend if it was a turkey?
Was. Oh, yes, brilliant. I haven't been to the butcher yet to get the Christmas lunch. Jackpot!
All of a sudden, the cops really, like, there'd be no donuts that day. They'd be, like, on the hunt for that turkey for the entire afternoon. One last song this morning, Sam Smith on 97.7 Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for Snow FM Breakfast.
And Simo, I want to open up the phones this morning, 64572977. At running the risk of turning this into talkback radio, I want to ask a question which can rile up a bit of a debate, especially this time of year.
Okay.
And it is, when do you take your Christmas decorations down?
Some people straight after the day. Boxing Day is a thing, I guess.
Some people straight after the day. Well, we've got Christmas decorations kind of around the office here. I note that they're still up and still someone's still got the Christmas tree plugged in, so the lights are still flashing. So we clearly haven't taken them down yet. But when? What about you in the Simo household? When do they get taken down?
Oh, whenever you can be bothered.
Whenever,
that was traditionally the case with my family. But isn't there like a cultural thing, like it's bad luck to have had them up for a certain amount of time?
Is it?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Yeah. So I think you have to get them...
You've got a 5-minute window to take your Christmas decorations down. Too early is bad luck. Yeah. Too late is bad luck. You've got 5 minutes.
Nah, it's not quite that intense. It's, you know, one of those things, you know, like how if you smash a mirror, how many years bad luck is it?
Well, don't smash mirrors.
Yeah, I know, but how, like, in...
I don't... It's
40?
Something like that.
40 years of bad luck? I think it's something similar. I'll find out for you.
Imagine if you smash a mirror whilst walking under a ladder and holding a black cat, and the mirror was your Christmas decorations that you've taken down too late.
You're going to go...
How much bad luck are you going to have?
What you do is you go straight out and you purchase a lottery ticket is what you do.
And then you somehow win.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. But Simo, the reason I bring up taking Christmas decorations down is, because in my family, we were like the same as you. We're just like, whenever we get around to it, it'll be done. However, a mother has gone viral over the last couple of days.
Right.
Because she takes her Christmas decorations down 8 a.m. Christmas Day.
Ooh, nice.
And the reason she says this is because the kids kind of rush down, open their presents, and are busy playing with them, so he kind of gets rid of all the clutter and all this sort of stuff.
Yep.
However, being online as it is, her mentioning this has perhaps led to people calling her a bit of a Christmas Grinch.
Yeah, unfortunate.
8 a.m. on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is just getting started, and you're already shoving the Christmas tree back in the box and putting the lights away.
I also enjoy, this is one of the attractions of having a live tree, I feel, because the live tree starts to, you know, disintegrate, the pine needles disappear, and just starts to, you know, decompose in the living room. You know it's time to...
Self-packing up Christmas tree.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the attractions of having a live one.
Mm. But you still have to take all the lights and all that sort of stuff down, don't you?
Yeah, that's
true. Or do they
true.
Just decompose
no,
too?
No, you do definitely do have to do that. But it gives you a time-sensitive vibe of when it has to be done. Like, there's only so long you can leave a live Christmas tree in your house.
The magic of Christmas is slowly ebbing away.
That's right.
As the tree dies.
Normally it's till February, though, which is like, it's...
You've got loads of time.
Posty, Post Malone, Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru. Hot out there today and has been throughout the weeks, so the snakes have decided to come inside.
Which is concerning.
Actually, you have a mate, don't you, that has a pet snake?
Oh, yeah, I do. One of my old school friends has a pet snake.
Oh.
So that snake is permanently inside.
Yeah, so my worst nightmare, his average Tuesday, average Monday morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
This one right up there. So in Paris Creek, South Australia, a snake catcher was called to the home to remove a highly venomous snake. So it was an Eastern Brown.
They are one of the bad ones?
They're the bad ones. Most of them are bad, unless, of course, your mate's is fine. It's a pet.
I mean, I don't know what type of snake it is.
Except that he showers with it, right?
Yeah, that was something that we talked about a couple of months ago. Yeah. That,
your best mate showers with a snake.
Well, no, okay, so not all the time, but, okay. You know, when you have a pet snake, just like when you have a pet dog or whatever, they need to have a bath every now and again. His pet snake didn't really like getting in the bath, so just kind of would have the snake around his neck once a month or whenever or so you have to wash snakes.
Yeah.
And just you know, shampoo his hair and then shampoo the snake.
You'd think that snakes don't need cleaning because don't they just shed their skin?
That is a good point.
So why?
You raise a good point. And Simo, I'm not going to lie, I'm not the man to ask.
Why would he be showering with a snake?
Google it. Google, should you shower a snake? Sorry, we've got very much off topic.
Not really, because this snake was found in a dishwasher.
Oh, he was just having a shower in a dishwasher.
he'd been in the dishwasher.
I hope my friend doesn't do that, because dishwashers get quite hot.
Yeah, this is...
Like, the water in there gets quite hot. Just put the plate, the bowl, the cutlery, the snake, throw it all in there, whack it, turn it on an hour later, job done.
It had been running for 2.5 hours cleaning dishes.
That is a long cycle. How much dishes do you have?
It's a lot.
You have to wash them for 2.5 hours.
A lot of detergent. And then the couple opened up the dishwasher to find that a snake was inside.
Interesting.
Apparently, they thought it might have managed to sneak in through the drain pipes, which were outside. It brings me to one of my worst nightmares.
Well, washing dishes.
No.
Yeah, just that's one of my worst nightmares as well.
Snakes.
I have nightmares, just dirty dishes coming flying at me.
Snakes in pipes.
Right.
You know.
So is that actually how it managed to crawl in through one of the pipes? Or did it just, when the dishwasher was open, slither in that way?
No, you'd think you'd spot it because you don't just leave a dishwasher open.
I do. You haven't been to my house, and Simo, you don't know how lazy I am.
Oh, well, check for snakes next time you open it.
I will.
George Ezra, Paradise, Snow FM.
My love.
Panic at the Disco. Remain calm. It's Snow FM breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru.
Now, Simo, I want to point this out that I'm not by any means like a nervous flyer or someone that gets scared whenever they have to go on an aeroplane.
Again, the more you say it.
I know. It does feel like I'm kind of laying it on too thick now.
Yeah.
But no, Simo, so I'm not one of these people, but, you know, I have watched.
Okay.
I have watched the TV show Air Crash Investigation. And, like, you know when you get on a plane, there's a possibility something could go wrong. And, like, I've never got why they call the building the terminal. Because, like, terminal means, like, coming to the end of something.
Okay.
So
I'd never thought of this either.
I know.
Honestly,
it's just one of these things that struck me. But anyway, so see, I was flying home over Christmas.
Yeah.
Through Canberra Airport. So to drive there. Got to Canberra Airport and just got a couple of kind of things were a bit kind of peculiar and a bit odd. And kind of made me scratch my head from that time when you've checked in and you've dropped your bags in, as opposed to when you're sitting on the plane, wheels up, and you've taken off.
Okay.
So, Simo, I'm not going to mention what airline I flew with for reasons that will become clear a little bit later on, because they broke, I think, a very major rule. But anyway, this happened. So, you know when you're queuing up to get through the security things?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and take your wallet out, your keys, your phone, your bag, and pop that in the thing, and it's a bit of a hassle. So I was kind of queuing up to do that, and then all of a sudden I just feel someone grab my shoulder and kind of push me aside a little bit.
Okay.
And I turn around, and there is this this bloke who's just barging through the, you know, kind of zigzagging through the bollards. There's people waiting there. He's just barging through.
Right.
And just while he's doing this, saying, "Oh, sorry, I've got a plane to catch."
Okay.
So I don't know about you. I kind of do too.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean, everyone does. It's not like we're just... really, I just wanted to go buy a giant Toblerone. That's not what we're doing.
It's major prick behaviour. Also, it's also the it could be his plane is leaving, like, right now, which is own fault, mind you.
I mean, I assume that's what was happening, but he just didn't phrase it. It just kind of sounded a bit odd.
As if,
I've got a plane to catch. Yeah, no, mate, we all do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, major prick behaviour.
So that guy's a bit of a tool, but, you know, it wouldn't make me kind of turn around and not get on the plane.
Hey, Jordan's dad.
Wasn't my dad either. He is safely interstate.
Oh, there you go.
The next one was when you're getting on the plane, you know, just before you kind of walk onto the air bridge, you kind of have to go and the person there will scan your ticket. Often when they've scanned your ticket, they'll be handing it back to you and they might say, "Have a good flight," or something like that. Don't just say one single word that this woman said to me.
Okay.
Don't just say the word goodbye. Because that makes you think, but you're like, "Hello, how are you? Hello, can I just see your ticket?" Scanned it. Beep, beautiful. Goodbye. Don't do that. When are you getting on a plane? It's just a weird thing to say. She was kind of saying it to everyone, and I kind of walked past and looked around and said,
"Even in the deep core of Hades, you assume they'd say like, 'Welcome to hell.' But you know, now I'm thinking they might say goodbye.
Yeah.
Hello.
I mean, it's just one of those things that make you think, like, that woman is staying there. She's not flying. Yeah. That's her job, to kind of scan tickets. Everyone else is.
Mm.
And so, I mean, I'm sure she just was being polite or anything like that. But again, it can come out as if perhaps that's not the right thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's very much fair enough. It'd be worse if there was just all of a sudden, like, a tribute band in the corner.
I mean, if NSYNC were performing at Canberra Airport, I mean, A, their careers really nosedived, which is also something you don't want to happen when you're on a plane. And B, it would make my Christmas. Not going to lie. But Samantha, the fourth and final thing that kind of went wrong for me was as you're sitting on the plane.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do the safety demonstration. And I'm not going to mention what airline this is. But one of the airlines that I was flying had one of the safety demonstrations. You remember back in the day when someone would actually come over the tannoy and kind of read, like, just essentially reading it off a piece of paper. You know, your exits are located here, here, in here.
Yeah.
And then the crew members do the actions.
Mm-hmm.
This one, this airline I was flying, that was an automated message. And little screens pop down to kind of, you know, to kind of
inform you.
Yeah, exactly. And there were also the people kind of pointing out the exits and that sort of thing. About halfway through the safety demonstration, that froze.
Oh dear.
The thing that was telling you to stay safe froze.
Okay.
There's a beautiful moment because there's like three or four crew members as well just in the aisle, and they're kind of looking around. They don't know what to do before. They've never had this thing before. So kind of someone comes over the PA and goes, all right, let's give that one more go. So they kind of reboot it, start from the top again, go through it at the exact same point. It freezes again.
Oh, dear.
So there's a bit of an issue. We're just sitting on the tarmac here. We're waiting to go. And then they come over and say, and then the lady kind of just roughly does the rest of the safety demonstration.
And so do you have a bit of an affinity with the voice that comes over the PA in the plane? Because I feel like you try to judge the trustworthiness of the pilot.
Do you?
Yeah, so like if...
Oh, don't tell me this. This is what I'd be doing next time I get on a plane.
So if there's like an English... Or like a British pilot,
yeah. They're
instantly trustworthy because they come over the intercom.
There we go. This can't possibly go wrong. Simo, what accent do you least trust?
So the British one, you're like, oh yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be flying at so many feet. We're going to arrive at.
I hope he actually says. I haven't actually looked how high we're flying today.
Yeah,
but I just it'll be somewhere up there.
Instantly though, trust. He can tell you anything.
Mm.
But if it's an Aussie pilot. I was once on a flight and the pilot came over the intercom and he was just like, hey, we're going to Sydney. It's like, we're not going to make it, dude.
Actually, I remember once when I was on a plane and the pilot just came over the PA thing and said, whoops, wrong button.
That's not a good time.
I know, that's really not a good time. That doesn't instill trust.
The Shape of You, Ed Sheeran now. Standout track, this one, 52 weeks at the ARIA number one, Simo and Jordan. The club isn't... Embracing the point of no return, Disclosure and Lord teaming up for us on our Monday morning. Simo and Jordan hanging out. No FM breakfast thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru, and you're ready to play a game?
Come on, Simo, let's get this over with.
Jordan is in a blindfold. Not a happy chappy?
Well, look, not overly thrilled.
You dressed to match the blindfold today.
What do you mean I dressed to... Does this blindfold bring out my shoes?
It brings out the same colour as your shirt. You got a blue blindfold on, blue shirt, looking lovely.
Got blue shorts on as well.
Where's the lamb sauce?
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colourblind.
Trust? Whatever happened to trust?
Trust, whatever happened to it, and I'm adding another dynamic to this trust issue.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so there's a spork with a food item on it. Jordan's going to attempt to guess what it is, and I am actually, believe it or not, I'm going to eat some of it.
I'm going to choose not to believe that.
And then... Do you dare?
So wait, hang on. So you're going to take a bite of whatever item. I don't know what food item it is. I'm completely blindfolded. I've got no idea what it is.
Yeah, I've popped one in my mouth right now. Here's the spork.
So wait, you've taken a bite out of this item and I'm getting your, like, seconds.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, I can feel I've now grasped the spork in my hand.
And I've definitely ate it, Jordan, trust me. There you go.
Oh, I can, that's, is there anything I'm feeling? Oh, there it is. I almost dropped what it is off the... is that it? Do I have it in my hands?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
This feels very small. It's like the shape of a pea, but it's kind of rock hard, so it's not like a pea. I can kind of tap it.
Oh. Go on.
What is this?
Chuck it in your gob.
Can I smell it? Oh, God. Okay, so that smell... So that's quite spicy.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I think I know what this is.
Oof.
And Simo, I think you told me a couple of weeks ago that you had this food item in your car and it was going to be like the backup if ever you forgot it, because it's one of these items that can just last forever.
Forever, yeah, it's indestructible.
Am I right?
Tasty though, yeah.
Is this a wasabi pea?
Go on, have a go.
Well, Simo, I don't like peas and I don't like spicy things, so why would I like them both together?
You do make an excellent point.